Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 77. I'm here with Rowan.
Yeah, as you guys can kind of tell, I got a boom arm now.
Boom arm, new desk, standing
Got a new
desk.
desk. I'm standing up right now. It's pretty cool. But no, before this episode starts, go ahead and say, join our Discord. If you guys haven't already. We're at 20 members or so right now, so join the Discord. Yeah. Could get entered into a giveaway or whatever. We
Yeah.
give you some merch, a gift card, maybe both, who knows? And also we're gonna have a movie night, 30 members, so if you
Yeah.
guys want to. So that'll be pretty cool. We could watch, who knows, maybe some Spider-Man or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? We'll just have to
Some good
see.
movie.
Well, maybe the Mario movie. It's gaming related, which it don't have to be game related, just that's an idea. Whatever. We'll have a vote for two or
Or
three
maybe
movies and
like
let you guys vote for it.
Say if the Minecraft movie comes out,
Minecraft,
watch
yeah.
that.
Maybe. We'll just have to
Or
see. We got to get 30 members first.
yeah.
Right, going to get into it. So this past week, the Wii U and 3DS servers were shut down by Nintendo.
I've seen a whole bunch of stuff like on Instagram and stuff about this. Just weird. Yeah.
Yeah, I
The
mean, we knew it was going
DS
to happen. We kind of talked about it
Yeah,
before.
we.
It just sucks to
Yeah.
see.
Yeah. It really does. But what I got here is at 5 p.m. Pacific District Time at on April 8th of 2024. That was
Four days
4 days
ago.
ago at the time of recording. Online play and other functions that uses online communication was discontinued. Dad, go on, I can't read these. Discontinued. From Nintendo 3DS and Wii U software, including software exclusive to the new Nintendo 3DS. So, not only like the newer 3DS online server shut down, like just everything, right?
Yeah, everything for the 3DS and Wii U shut down, all the online play, everything.
Yeah, it says here it includes online, co-play, internet rankings and data distribution. So you can't do anything with the 3DS besides play games now, like offline.
Right.
Same with the Wii U. But that really sucks that they did that. But I kind of get it though. Not many people play 3DS and stuff and Wii U.
Yeah, like I even seen that people weren't even able to download the DLC that they paid for
Oh, really?
Smash Brothers on the Wii U or the 3DS. So
Wow, that's rough.
Nintendo might fix that part of it, but I mean
Yeah,
they might not. I don't know
or
what their idea is.
they might just give him like a refund or something.
I doubt it.
I don't know.
Nintendo, I doubt it. But I kind of have a lot here, so just listen.
Don't.
Right, Nintendo announced plans to shutter the servers last year. At the time, the Mario Company said the move would mean the discontinuation of online cooperative play, ranking systems, and data distribution, with the only remaining services being Pokemon Bank and Poké Transporter. Although Wii U and
So
3DS
two
own,
Pokemon things.
yeah. Says although Wii U and 3DS owners are currently still able to download, update data, and re-download past purchases, the server shutdowns brought the end of an era. But the homebrew community is already at work with their own online servers, so that's
Really?
kind of what I wanted to read here. It says Pretendo aims to fix that. Its website describes it as an open source project that aims to recreate Nintendo Network for 3DS and Wii U using clean room reverse engineering. That means free continued access to online features for Nintendo hardware that is planned to exist long after the inevitable closure of Nintendo Network. Pretendo is unfortunately still very much a work in progress, and there are a handful of caveats to keep in mind if you're someone who likes to revisit older hardware. If you're looking to get the full unofficial Nintendo online experience, you'll need to hack your devices and install the proper software, obviously.
Also, you're gonna have to mod it and
Yeah,
everything like that.
which isn't hard to mod either one of those systems.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're pretty easy. But it says all those server shutdowns arrived yesterday, which it wasn't yesterday, it was 4 days ago, like Ryan said, time recording. The pre-Tendo team is making good progress in bringing the project to life. Looking at its detailed progress page, gaming fans can see which games and features are supported and which kinks still need to be ironed out. Friend systems on Wii U and 3DS, for example, are working and support everything from sending friend requests to blocking users. Mario Kart 7, meanwhile, has versus race rooms and battle rooms, but is missing communities and community rankings. Pretendo isn't available to the public on an frequently asked questions page, FAQ. The developers explain that they aren't sure when it will release. Lots of Pretendo's features and services are developed independently. For example, Miiverse may be worked on by one developer while accounts and friends is worked on by another, and therefore we cannot give an overall estimated time arrival for how long this will take, the explanation says. Although the Nintendo community has struggled to cope with the shuttering of the Wii U and 3DS servers, the shutdown has brought forth some fascinating community stories. The most notable revolves around Team 0%, a group of gamers who have spent the last few years completing every Mario Maker level ever made. They managed to achieve their goal just last month, where weeks before the official servers were done for good, gone for good.
Mario Maker is a hard game, too.
Yeah, it is, definitely. But, yeah, I thought it was cool that even though Nintendo shut down the Wii U and 3DS servers, there's Pretendo out here, the homebrew community is wanting to open these back up. So, like this said, you can, once it releases, you can play Mario Kart 7 online or any other.
Just play like any, like, family, any online game
that's that has the functionality of online. Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
So that is cool that they're, you know, they shut down the servers and they say, no, screw that. We're making our own thing.
Exactly. And
so that's all. Awesome.
I'll definitely miss these systems. I own both of them. I have for a long time. Actually, I got both of them for Christmas, not the same year, but I think I got my 3DS in 2012 for Christmas, and I think I got my Wii U 2013.
3DS came out in 2012, didn't it?
2011.
Yeah. So you got a year after.
And then the Wii U came out 2012, so I got both of them a year after.
So you
got
that
2000. Yeah. But,
just a release date of Ghost. Called the Ghost.
Yeah, yeah.
Missed that game.
It's a good game. All right, moving on. Unlock Switch appears to be another flash cart, like the Mix Switch.
I remember we were, like, talking about, like, the Mix Switch and stuff. Actually, it wasn't even that long ago. It was probably like a month ago or so we were talking about.
Yeah, something like that. Maybe 2 months ago, but.
I couldn't find anything on that, so Ashton has all the details and stuff for you guys.
Yep, so it says, this could be a late April Fool's prank or simply a whole bunch of nothing, but following the distribution of the MIG Switch retail models, we're already seeing a claim that the device has been reverse engineered and that clones are being produced under the name Unlock Switch. This rumor is to take with a huge bucket of salt, like a grain of salt, but they said bucket. As one,
they say that type of stuff all the time, like grain of salt.
Well, it just means take it how you will. It may not be true, but it says it comes from a completely new Twitter account. The demonstrated Unlock Switch device doesn't seem to do more than the MIG Switch. Meaning there is no way at the moment to say that this isn't simply a MIG Switch with different sticker on it. With that out of the way, let's have a look at this reverse engineered MIG Switch claims. This could be a late April Fool's prank, like I said. I put that twice for some reason. So basically, they're claiming that they reverse engineered the MIG Switch, so they're going to make another flash cart. And so right now, the MIG Switch, you have to have legal backups of your own cartridge, but a lot of people were having an issue. It's a downside because a couple different reasons, but here's one: because every cartridge has its own unique ID.
But
if you dump a cartridge that has its own unique ID and then say they don't want that cartridge anymore because they already dumped it, so that they just use the Make Switch to play it. They sell it. Somebody else puts that same cartridge into their Switch, and it's an online game, and they're both playing. Well, it'll work, but they're both playing online together.
So then
it'll
then
show up
like,
there's two of the same cartridge, and then they're both, their accounts and Switches get banned by Nintendo. So that's why there's having issues with the mixed Switch, because people will just dump the cartridges and sell them, and it'll go, I mean, you could sell it two or three times, and here you have three or four people using the same ID, and they're all getting banned by Nintendo. So I can see where that can cause issues. So maybe Unlock Switch will somehow, I don't know how they could, but somehow bypass to where you don't have to have that unique ID.
Yeah. Because that does suck. Like, say, like, oh, you know, I'm going to sell this or whatever. Someone else gets it. Oh, cool. I got this game. I'm going to put it on my Mix Switch or whatever.
Right.
Cool. You do it. You're banned.
Right.
What the crap?
No, if it's a game that you never play online, you won't really have to worry about it. But if it's Mario Kart 8, if it's anything online, 2K, whatever, you take a chance on getting banned by Nintendo if you both were to happen to be online at the same time ever.
Also, they can still play it. They can still use it, but if they're online at the same time, they're done. They're gonna
Nintendo's going to recognize, hey, they're the same cartridges in two different states, two different countries.
Weird,
something's going on.
Yeah.
Two different Nintendo accounts, you know what I mean? So
Like two different accounts, most likely two different states, two, maybe countries, you know?
Yeah.
So then
it causes issues.
Like, Something's a bit off.
Yeah, so they're just going to automatically ban your Switch or ban your account. Hopefully your account before they do your Switch, but they could do both.
Yeah, that would suck. I would hate to get my Switch banned. And crap, my PlayStation account got banned. Thanks, Sony.
Yeah, well, Sony for you. But, hopefully. I mean, right, like, if you dump your cartridge and play it in an emulator, you don't have to worry about that ID because, for one, it's an emulator, but two, you don't even use that ID for anything. So, and then you can still play online with other people in the emulator because there's online capabilities that way too. But to play it on an actual Switch without hacking your Switch, it makes it more difficult to get around the ID thing. So maybe they'll figure it out. Maybe they won't. I'm not sure.
It's going to be difficult for them to figure
out. It's even real, like they said. Like, it may be just late April Fool's break or something. Who knows? But we'll keep you guys up to date if there's anything else with it.
If they do try to figure it out and they do somehow figure it out, I'll be surprised because, you know, that's an ID for the game itself.
Right, yeah. And obviously, digital copies have that ID too, but you just, I mean, they're digital, so
you don't see it or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you guys updated on that. If it turns out being real and it turns out being something different than a Mix Switch.
Obviously, keep you guys updated. You know, you'll see it on the podcast eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. Just make sure you follow us on whatever you're listening to us or watching on YouTube or whatever. Or Kick.
Yeah.
All right. We'll move on. This one's kind of exciting if it's true. Says,
true.
I hope so. It says Xbox is...
last year.
I know, since this deal went through. It says Xbox reportedly preparing Call of Duty Game Pass announcement.
I mean, me and Ashton have been talking about this since, like, near the beginning of this podcast, right? Like, we've been like, oh,
almost a year.
Or Call of Duty. Yeah, it's been for... I really hope this is true. But it says here, while many players are still working their way through the Call of Duty achievements since Modern Warfare 3 dropped last year, it is that time of the year for the rumor mile to start tuning out details about the next installment. According details of this year's Call of Duty title is Black Ops Gulf War. What the crap? That sounds weird.
No, you never heard of that yet?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, I heard that. It's supposed to be a sequel to Black Ops 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, it's going to, like, kind of flow through the campaign of Black Ops 2, I guess.
Well, it's supposed to take take place right after Black Ops 2. So, like, where Black Ops 2 is in 2025, it's supposed to take place in, like, 2029, 2030-ish.
Like, around that time. Instead of how Black Ops 3, it went, like...
way into the future.
But what I got here is... where was that? Okay. And it's been suggested that we could see the reveal arrive during this year's Xbox Showcase in June. Of course, they're going to be talking about that on the podcast, like, you know, we did last year.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago, but...
yeah.
Makes you feel old. It says here, increasingly, Xbox is reported preparing a Call of Duty game announcement as well. So we will be adding the popular shooter to our list of games coming to the Game Pass in the future. As reported by Inside Gaming, Microsoft is apparently working on an Xbox Game Pass announcement for the back catalog of Call of Duty games. Like, whenever we first talked about this, it was saying, like, you know, like, basically every old Call of Duty game was coming to Game Pass, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Call of Duty 4 all the way up to, like, Modern Warfare, or, like, Black Ops 3 or something like that, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah, around that time. That's probably where they cut it off, is around Black Ops 3, maybe Black Ops 2, or Ghosts.
I think Black Ops. Yeah, Black Ops 3 or Ghosts. That's my prediction.
Yeah.
Heck, I want to have a lot here.
And they won't all come at the same time, I assume. They'll break it up, probably. Like, one here, like, maybe a new one every month, maybe, or every other month.
Yeah, or they'll, like, say, like, two every 3 months or so. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I got here. We don't have a potential reveal window just yet. But with the Xbox Showcase is likely to happen in June, again, there's a good chance it'll happen. If you're holding off and purchasing older Call of Duty games, Crash Bandicoot, Spyro, and many other games from Activision Blizzard, you might soon be able to play them via of your Game Pass. So, you know, don't purchase, if you're planning on purchasing, like, Black Ops or something off of Amazon, don't do that.
They're still wait. $60 for one.
Yeah, you can wait. You can wait. It says here, as for this year's Call of Duty, the Verge has reported that Call of Duty Black Ops Gold 4 has been revealed during the Xbox Showcase in June. It's going to be revealed, apparently, which I'm pretty sure it's going to be revealed.
Which is a step
away from Activision debuting their games in recent years. According to Inside Gamer, Xbox will be revealing the game in a more traditional style of an in-game Call of Duty Warzone event. So that's pretty cool. So there's going to be an event for Warzone. Didn't they do that with the Cold War too?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I got one more thing here then. Okay. We're done.
All right.
Insider Gaming previously reported that Black Ops Gulf War will have an open world campaign alongside some linear missions built by Raven Software. You guys should know Raven Software. They kind of made Call of Duty Ghosts.
They did, yep.
The open world segments will reportedly work similar to Ubisoft's Far Cry games. Oh, that's cool. So it's going to be like a more open world type.
Yeah, campaign, yep.
That's awesome. You know, we never had anything like that really before at all. So an open world type campaign? That sounds fun.
That's what happens when Microsoft takes over. Games get better. Hopefully, anyway.
Yeah, and bigger.
Yeah.
It says here, giving players a large map to explore by foot, vehicle, and fast travel points. So it's going to be kind of like how, like, the Tom Clancy, like, Ghost Recon game is, probably. You know that game?
Yeah.
I guess, and it's kind of going to be like that, because there's, like, a map and all that, too. And it also, there's going to be another zombies mode. I'm not surprised, though. You know, it's a Black Ops game.
Right.
It says here, with so many Activision Blizzard games potentially joining Game Pass this year, we could see a good shakeup of our list of just the best games on Game Pass. So, a lot of these games are going to be just the best games on Game Pass anyways, because, you know, all the older Call of Duty games, you know, you're going to have, like, certain Crash, Spyro games too. Like,
yeah.
A whole bunch of different, like, it's going to be really good whenever all these games come out. The Game Pass is going to be stacked.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I can't wait. Play some Black Ops 2 again.
I know. I've been waiting. I mean, you can play it on PC.
Maybe I'll get ranked again. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you'll start no-lifing it again.
Yeah. I'm Prestige 2 in Warzone now.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wait. You told me this. I remember.
I was almost Prestige 2 the other day. I just got Prestige 2 today.
That shit's no-life in Warzone Mobile right now.
I'm trying to get you to play with me, but...
We can after you and Colin were cool.
Okay, sounds good. All right. We'll just stick with the Game Pass here. Game Pass games for April.
I got a few here. I don't know if it's all of them or not, but if I miss some, Ashton will fill you guys in on it.
Yep.
We got Lego 2K Drive for cloud and console April 3rd. That's obviously already came out. Little Gator Game, Cloud Console and PC, April 4th. EA Sports PGA Tour, Golf. Not my thing.
Nah, man.
Yeah, Cloud PC, Xbox Series XS. Yeah, it's April 4th as well. We got Kona, Cloud and Console, April 9th. We got Borente Manor, Cloud PC, Xbox Series X and S, April 9th also. Got Shadow of the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition. I played that like a month ago.
Really?
Because I have it.
It's a good game. Xbox One. Good game.
It is a good game. That's coming. That came out yesterday, April 11th. And Harold Haley Boots. Cloud PC, Xbox Series X and S. That comes out in 5 days on the 16th of April. Did I get it off?
4 days.
4 days? Oh, 4 days. Oh, yeah. I thought it was the
11. Is that all you have?
Yeah, that's all I have.
Okay. Yeah, you missed them. But it's all right. It's, it varies by article, you know, so you never know.
Yeah.
But,
because I only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games.
Yeah, I think you missed 3 or 4. Oh, I got them. One is... Yuden Chronicle 100 Heroes for console and PC, April 23rd, day one release. So that's not that even out weird. Yet. Another Crab's Treasure, April 25th for console. That's also Another day Crab one release.
Treasure. Why does that remind me of like Mr. Crab or something?
Yeah.
Like treasure and a crab. You just think of Mr. Crab.
Let's see. Got Ark Survival Ascended, the new Ark game.
Oh, it's good. It's
coming
good.
Out on April 1st, which it came out already. F1 23 Cloud, April 2nd, and Super Hot Mind Control Delete, console, cloud, and PC, April 2nd. But that's it. Out of those, you know, Ark Survival Ascended, I haven't played it, but the first Ark was pretty good.
It was good. Then the games that kind of stick out to me is the Tomb Raider game, Lego 2K Drive, and... There's one. I think it was another game you mentioned. I don't remember which one it was. I forgot.
Ark.
Yeah, Ark, and then I think it was one more.
Another Crab's Treasure.
Yeah, and that one. Yeah, I wonder what that's gonna be like.
Yeah, I don't know. Mine be Ark, Lego 2K Drive, and Tomb Raider probably.
Not another Crab's Treasure. Come on, man.
Little Gator game. I don't know what it is.
Little Gator game. That sounds weird.
It does.
Every time I think of a Gator game, I think of the Where's My Water.
I love those games so much. I played the crap out of those when they first came out. I was in like ninth grade or something like that. But
every time I like think of a Gator in a game, I think of that. I love those games. I
haven't played those in years.
And there's still no App Store.
They're fun though. Like they're a good puzzle game.
Yeah, they are. Same with Cut the Rope.
Yeah, Cut the Rope. That goes way back. And there's a bunch of them.
I remember playing a whole bunch of
Fruit Ninja or whatever.
Yeah, Fruit Ninja was good. There's a whole bunch of them, man.
Jetpack Joyride. That's when
Temple Run.
Temple Run. That was the OG. Temple Run was OG.
Yeah. You know, they deleted the original off the App Store. Now only
Temple Run?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The original Temple Run off the App Store. Temple Run 2 is on the App Store, though.
Temple Run, the first one was the better.
Well, they got rid of a lot of games.
Yeah. People just, I mean, the
There's
developers
some.
just stopped updating them probably, and they weren't able to run on the new.
Yeah. Oh, Flappy Bird.
All that got deleted because people were like going crazy and killing each
Killing
other, killing themselves. Like, this got bad.
ridiculous. Why?
I
People are
mean, it was
dumb.
fun and
Oh.
stuff, but
Yeah, it
people just took it
was.
too
I don't think
far.
killing people. Yeah, they're safe. I have my katana. Oh, someone messed up Flappy Bird. Start stabbing him.
Yeah. People took it way too far. I was actually pretty decent at
Ridiculous.
it. I was pretty good at it, but it does get like
For how young I was.
your
I was
thumb
pretty
starts
good.
cramping up. Like,
I was pretty good for how young I was at the
you
time.
just got to get that rhythm, and once you get that rhythm,
Yeah.
you just keep
I
going and
because
going
I
and going
remember
until your
playing it on
thumb, like I
my
said,
iPod.
until your thumb gives out.
I remember playing it on my iPod whenever I had it.
Yeah, I was at the beach. I think it was Virginia Beach one time. They had it in an arcade, and it was on a button. You push the button.
Yeah, they actually that's still a thing.
Is it?
Like,
I've only seen
in
it at the
the
beach, but there's probably
mall,
other places too.
in the mall down here. Yeah,
Crossroads?
there's a little, yeah, there's like a little arcade now at the mall.
Really? I didn't know that.
It
I haven't been to
has,
Crossroads Mall in
yeah,
a couple years.
they've changed a few things.
They have Flappy Bird in the mall?
There's Flappy
I'm gonna
Bird.
have to go to
There's a plush machine
Crossroads.
too.
Play some
Play
Flappy
Flappy
Bird.
Bird again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
All right. We'll go ahead and go to. All right. So,
I don't know how mobile games got into that, but
yeah, I don't
talking.
It's all right. It's all right. So, where do you see gaming in 5 years?
Very realistic.
Realistic, like.
Like,
So realistic,
very.
do you see, will there still be physical games, or will it get to all
No,
digital?
no.
No, all digital?
They're already talking about
Yeah.
getting rid of physical games. So I highly doubt they're. I mean, maybe some, like Nintendo.
That's it, you think?
Yeah, that's really it. I feel like
So you think
Xbox,
Sony
no.
and Xbox next gen will be no
Yeah,
disc drives whatsoever?
I don't think so. Now, because they're already talking about it, and it's
No.
2024. You said in the next like 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Like near 2030, yeah, I highly doubt that they're going to keep the disc drives and stuff. I feel like it's going to be all digital, because that's what the future's like onto. Like that's mainly what stuff is now.
That'd suck, honestly.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about 5 years. Obviously, hopefully by then the Switch 2 will be out.
Yeah.
Will so like the Wii U and 3DS online just shut down. Do you think Nintendo will shut down the Wii, I mean the Switch by then?
By then,
Or is it still be
honestly,
open?
yeah. Okay, so the Switch is 7 years old right now, right? By then,
Yeah.
it'll be like 12 years old, right? If I'm doing my math correctly.
Yeah.
So honestly, I think, if I'm being honest with you,
You think they'll shut it down by then?
maybe it depends how well if they do release the Switch too.
I hope they do by then. People gonna be mad
Yeah,
if they don't.
but yeah, I think. Like if they're gonna shut down the original Switch servers but keep Switch 2 servers up, like since, but I don't know, that's a long time from
It
now. Is that
is, it
5 years?
is. All
I mean,
right.
it's gonna like fly by, but still, it's quite a while.
Okay. So obviously Xbox released their games on PC. Sony's just now getting started into it. Do you think within the next 5 years Nintendo will start releasing PC ports?
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. Xbox
Really?
Sony's already done it, so. Maybe
Okay.
Nintendo will pick up on it, But I mean, Nintendo's always been kind of a solo type
They have.
company,
They have. All
but
right.
there's a possibility they might not do it too, because how they've always been.
All
I'd say
right.
they might though. I'd say
Okay.
they might.
All right. So for the physical games,
I don't think
I mean, I hope
it's
there
like.
still is, but honestly,
Yeah,
I think
I
it's
hope.
probably going to be.
I like
I'd say
highly
Nintendo,
doubt
like you
it.
said, Nintendo is going to be the only ones I would say.
Yeah, because Xbox, they're making the Xbox that has just like all digital. It's just that cylinder one. It's
Yeah.
just all digital. And
Right.
then the PS5, they already have their
Right.
digital
Well,
versions of the console.
yeah.
So I do think like Nintendo would be the only company that's still gonna have physical games.
Do you think the Switch 2 will have two different versions, like all digital, or
Honestly,
probably be the same?
I don't know. I think it'll be the same.
I think it'll be the same too.
Because if they're,
Because if it's
because
if they
like,
stick with the hybrid console, they won't need two versions.
yeah, they're good. Which obviously they're most likely going to stick
Yeah,
with
I mean
the.
everything's pointing towards it, like the chipset and everything, all the patents that's been leaked and stuff. So,
So yeah, the only company I really think is going to keep physical copies is Nintendo.
okay. See if I can think of anything else. Can you think of anything else? Like
Not
to for
really.
next 5 years?
Next 5 years, like, I know games are obviously going to be more realistic and stuff.
Right.
Just in the past, like, 5 years, games have took off, like, way up, you know?
Right. All right, this one, it's kind of a long stretch, but I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna see what you think. All right, so since Microsoft bought Call of Duty, bought Activision, do you think within the next 5 years we m could possibly get a Halo and Call of Duty collab? Like Master
No, yeah,
Chief and like Ghost or Soper,
you're gonna
coming
have like
together.
Master Chief, like Mason or something.
Yeah. You
No.
think we could get a collab?
Honestly, maybe. I don't know. It's possible.
That'd
We don't know.
be
Like
that
that'd be
honestly would
interesting.
be a great game, I think.
That I feel like it would because imagine Master Chief popping up like through a portal or something into the Call of
Or
Duty world.
maybe they'll do that with Warzone. They'll make Master Chief
Yeah.
like a skin or something, but it'd be better if they made a separate Call of Duty or Halo and just mash up the universes and get a good
Yeah, you
campaign
know how
going.
they're starting to like put Microsoft games and stuff on other consoles?
Yeah.
What if like Nintendo and Sony and this, all them like collabed into like a ma whole like say like a multiverse game or something like that? Or like
Like
imagine
all three
that.
companies coming in
Yeah,
and
all three companies. You have like Mario, like kind of
like
like
a
a
Smash
multiverse,
Brothers,
like
but
Smash Brothers,
like
but all
with
three
all
companies
everybody.
from.
That would be awesome, but
You have like Kratos, Crash, all them. I highly doubt it
without
would
the next
happen, but
within the next 5 years, I'd say absolutely not. But that would be amazing if we could get that.
that would be awesome.
Have Master Chief punching Mario in the face or whatever. That'd be pretty cool. But
Kratos and socking Mario.
yeah. That'd be awesome,
That
but
would be like really awesome, but I highly doubt in the next 5 years. But
yeah. Probably
you know,
never,
maybe
honestly.
sometime
Like
next. It's a low, like I said,
it's
I
a long
highly
stretch.
doubt it,
Yeah.
but
It
that would
would
be
be
awesome.
awesome though. It would be cool.
If you're listening to, if you listen to Sony and whatnot, you know,
It's
it's a good
ideas.
idea.
It's ideas. You need to pitch that to Nintendo and Microsoft. Or,
Yeah.
whoever's listening, pitch it to the other companies.
Wait, actually,
It'd
that's
make
a great idea.
hey, it would make a lot of money. I'd buy it.
Imagine how much money they would make from that.
Yeah.
That,
But that's
oh.
the thing though, they have to split it three ways and I don't know.
Yeah, Sony.
Nah, they need 100% or they're not getting any.
Yeah, the game is gonna take. It's gonna take off more. I
Yeah,
feel like,
definitely.
especially with like how realistic games are getting and stuff. Like, plus GTA 6 is gonna be out, whatnot too.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just a topic I thought about, because just
Yeah,
sit down and think about it. But
because you don't know what the future holds for gaming and everything. It's a mystery.
mean, it's definitely taken off every year, it's getting more and more popular.
Obviously, you know, more people in the world,
Oh,
that's a,
yeah. And then,
everything like that. And people are like, "Oh, I want to try this game, try that game. I want to get this console, that console." You know, people are getting more consoles, people are and everything like that. So,
right.
like people who didn't get to experience like the 360 and stuff like that, they're getting like the PS5s and stuff like that also. You know, they're
Right.
first or trying out games for themselves, like. Even like old people now, they're getting PS5s and all that.
I remember the old people. I mean, they. Whenever the Wii came
These
out, that was an old people console. Like they'd play bowling, whatever. Old people like the Wii.
The Wii's good, though.
Yeah, it is.
Console right
Console.
there.
All right. Well, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for watching
Yeah.
and listening. You can always watch us live on Kickin' YouTube. Listen to us on whatever you listen to us on, every podcast platform, pretty much on every one of them. Follow us on all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick, and YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch, Kick, and YouTube accounts. Join our Discord server. Just get 30 members. We'll have a movie night and a giveaway of some sort,
yep.
Whether it's merch, gift card, whatever. Our podcast, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, pretty much everything except Facebook.
We might have a Facebook soon. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
I don't know.
Buy our merch on Redbubble and Printify. If you want custom merch, you can DM us on Instagram or Discord.
Yep.
Rylan, you have anything?
Not really. Just, join our Discord. Once we get 30 members, we're going to have a movie night, possibly a giveaway. Get maybe a custom shirt like Ashton has on.
Yeah.
Best merch out there.
Sexy.
Is follow our socials, personal socials, podcast socials, all that, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, Kick, all them, all the big platforms, really.
Yeah.
Maybe Facebook someday. Maybe. And also, again, as I said, like last episode, thank you guys for 200,000 download. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean.
Especially, it's only been, 10 months since 10 we months. Started the podcast?
Yep.
2 months, it'll be a year.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's been, it went by fast.
Just thank you guys so much for that. You're helping us, kind of grow on social media and everything. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really all I have to say. Just, join our Discord and all that.
Yeah. Oh, and I forgot to mention, we have a Cash App if you guys want to support us. It's in the description, whatever you're watching or listening, YouTube, whatever.
Yeah. We're going to use that money to be able to aim towards the podcast,
right?
Better quality. Like,
Rylan got a new desk and a new boom arm and everything, putting it back into the podcast. So we'll just that way we make high quality stuff for you guys. If you want to, you don't have to. It's up to you. Your listen is definitely enough support for us.
Yeah.
But if you want to, you can send it to us Cash App. We appreciate it. And we'll shout you out on the episode. So
yeah,
appreciate
you guys. Do that, we'll just say maybe your gamer tag or we shout out your YouTube, Twitch, whatever you guys want.
Yeah, we'll give a shout out if you want, follows and stuff. We'll subscribe, whatever.
And we might, who knows, give you some merch if you do.
Yeah. Maybe a collab too if you're into podcasting or whatever, in the games. Who knows?
Yeah. You just help and bring more content to the community and stuff. Now, we hopefully one day I want to start making gaming content on the podcast and stuff instead of just episodes.
Right. Yep.
But yeah, we'll see where that takes us and stuff. Yeah.
All right. We appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.